Let's go. We're back, baby. Maybe we never left.
We were always here.
It's time for the Aubcast.
Let's
go. Man, this is electric.
Let's go.
Fall camp is over. The season is here. Let's get this thing going. Y'all didn't think trumpets was going anywhere, did you?
Way, baby. No way.
I've heard so many people say, please God, don't take trumpets away from us. No, trumpets are not going anywhere. And we're here. This is Auburn Daily. This is the Aubcast. And this is a new look, a new independent venture where we are going to kind of take this thing and we're going to be our own boss and take and run. And it's going to be honestly, not much different. Not much different whatsoever. If you're already subscribed to our podcast, you don't have to do anything. Guess what? Tomorrow morning, when all the stuff starts populating, you're still going to have all your shows that we've always had. As far as the YouTube page goes, obviously you need to be here at the Auburn Daily YouTube. We're going to have the same schedule. Brad, Zach, do you want to talk about your show?
Yes. Same show, same electric conversations about sandwich. And tell you what, I had to eat Mama G's twice this weekend. And so we will talk about that tomorrow.
I love it.
But sadly, and both excitingly, it won't be on Village Vice. That will be a new name. It will be called Blackerby and Brad. And so that'll be the new era, but it'll still be the same show. Once we kind of get this account up and running, we will launch the same type of things that we had at the previous spot. We will launch memberships, and we will have the post show that
we'll
will
have these two
going on. We'll have super chats.
Got to hang in there.
Yep, it has to do with watch time on the back end. This account's been inactive for like a year, so once we kind of get the watch time up over the next few days, that's what will happen there. But you know, Kyle just said it. You know, we really wanted to build something where we could lean on, you know, certain partnerships and connections and relationships that we have. And this first Aubcast brought to you by Active Wealth. Ford Stokes is the absolute man over there. And, you know, guys like him are why that this new venture over here at Auburn Daily is going to be possible. So also allowing us to do some different things. If you head over to auburndaily.com, right now, you'll kind of see the hub for everything we've got going on. Right at the top, there will be an email spot. Please put your email in there. We are going to have, I think, a pretty extensive newsletter that's going to run out. I don't know if it's going to drop tomorrow, but it will drop sometime this week once we kind of get our feet set. We're doing a lot of things right now, but obviously, you know, stuff with Active Wealth is on there. That's going to be a big part of what we do, as well as Buy Auburn. That's a massive part of what we do. That is where our heart is here. And of course, AU shirts as well. So a lot to be excited about. And you can see a lot of it over at auburndaily.com.
Absolutely. So the show lineup's going to be the same. Christian's going to have the morning show, which is going to be typically like your recap. Hey, let's wake up and catch up on everything we potentially missed the day prior. You're going to have the Top Button podcast. Still going to be the same. Every morning, dropping at 7:30. You got Blackerby and Brad around, you know, what is it?
11.
11, and 11 then going to do still have the live show. And then probably next week, the post show will kick back up again as soon as we get the memberships shaken out. In the afternoon, you're going to have Afternoon Delight on the audio feed. And again, as soon as memberships, we get that squared away, we'll have the membership video as well. And then Graham and Hunter, we're going to have their show at the same time in the evening again. But we're changing the name. Christian, I jumped it. I jumped the gun.
You're right.
What's your show? Talk about your show and the show name.
It works. Graham and Hunter's works with mine as well. So you're going to get First Call with Christian Rao right in the morning. We're going to give you – it's a little bit more original content. It's not going to just be the recap show. Nice. So if you want to tune in the morning, you're going to get the original content because – we also write for auburndaily.com, so you're going to get a little mixture of that. And then Graham and Hunter, they're going to end Auburn Daily's channel with Last Call. So you're getting First Call and Last Call, sandwiched in between with everybody else.
Yes. So, I mean, in all reality, nothing's changed. It's only going to get better and better and better. And, you know, honestly, Auburn Daily may be the better, like, description of what we do. Like, literally, it's going to be, if you're a subscriber to this channel, it's Auburn Dadgum Daily. Like, you're going to be inundated with original Auburn content.
Yes.
Almost every single day of the week. And we can't wait to get
what we're started. Still doing watch alongs, correct?
Yes. All the games, all the obcasts, we're still going to be doing all the watch alongs for.
And I will be on at halftime like normal from football and basketball. All that stays the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be bringing. What's that? What did I miss?
This is why I love this audience so much. Hang on. Comments are getting away from me. We should do one more live stream of a USF game on the old
channel. Oh, man.
Just we got no strikes.
We never got off probation. We were like 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
That's so good.
All right. So enough about that. The new socials are all at the bottom. Scrolling across, Twitter is the Auburn at the Auburn Daily, Instagram at AuburnPort, Facebook Auburn Daily, TikTok Auburn_Daily. That's where you'll find all of the content that we're pumping out. So, with that being said, that explains everything. What's this? That's the same shows, same great guys. War Eagle, Auburn's going to win 8+ games this year. Graham and Hunter in the afternoon. Last call, get after it, you guys. Auburn Dadgum Daily. Ford Stokes.
Ford Stokes, absolute legend. Active Wealth Management.
I love it.
Bubba says, I like this Ford Stokes fella.
Yeah.
He's making it all too, Bubba.
Absolutely.
We do too. All right. So let's talk football. All right. This is not just a all about us. It's not only a new day for Auburn Daily. It's also a new day for Auburn football as fall camp. The book has been closed on fall camp. And guys, we're inside 14 days away, I guess, from – or right around 14 days away from kickoff, and we start our mock week of practice. I want to talk specifically, though, about this Alumni Day.
Yeah.
What the hell has Auburn been doing forever? Like, explain this to me. I saw the clip today where Cole Kublik said, I've never seen anything like this in 20-plus years. Like, never seen anything like this. 250 plus alumni and their family. What has Auburn been doing?
Yeah, I think, guys, they bring back certain teams for certain games. And so they have a large group of guys like the national championship teams come back, or on a 20 or 25 or 50 year anniversary, they come back. But a group this size, there were over 1,200 people, including family members.
That's incredible.
250 former players. And look, it's the second time in a week that somebody made this statement. This has never happened here before. It happened when the band came to football and Corey Sperling did his thing. And now it happened when they got this many of the former guys back all at once. This group is doing things that haven't been done here.
Well, and neither of those ideas are like incredibly profound, right? Yeah. It's just making sure they actually get done and having attention to these little things.
Explain to me why. Somebody help me understand why this wouldn't already be a thing. Like somebody.
I'm glad you said that. First of all, there's no excuse that a program with a tradition in the size of Auburn hasn't done this already. It's like they've been there before, so act like it. I think that individual coaches and their individual paranoia or egos and how they wanted to do things kept things like that from happening. Because, and here's where I think, I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody that's been there before from an administrative standpoint, but I think if you're a football coach and you don't have an idea like that, then I think it's the job of the athletic director to make you have an idea like that and say, guess what? You hadn't thought about this, but we're going to invite all the alumni and come. It needs to happen, and you can't preach family as much as Auburn does and not do things like that. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I don't know that it was as much guys weren't like that they were shunned. I give a lot of credit to like a Jairus McIntyre who's now in that liaison
MVP role. MVP hire.
And look, potentially. If you're going to do anything for Alex Golish, it's become clear over the last 9 months. If you're going to do anything for this head coach, you ain't going to do it halfway.
No.
You're going to have a work ethic that is unparalleled, which means you're going to invite former players back at a rate and chase them down and check in and follow up and get confirmation. And, all right, we haven't heard from this guy. Well, let's track him down. Let's find out how to get a hold. Like, there just isn't a, well, did you try this? No, I didn't try that. Well, I guess that's the end of it. That doesn't exist with his staff in any corner of that building.
I get that. But there has been previous regimes and previous staffs where players have openly been pissed and said, we haven't been even invited to a practice. They haven't even reached out to us. We've not been on campus. I'm not saying every coach, but there's been former coaches where it has been radio silence, and they've not reached out to anybody at any time. And that, to me, is kind of shunning, I think, in a way.
Reached out is the key word, I think. Yeah. It's effort.
Yeah.
It's effort. Instead of just sitting there and answering the phone call when someone calls and asks for tickets to a game, it's not about that. It's like, no, we are going to proactively go out and bring these guys in. I mean, look, I love Craig Sanders, okay? I love Craig Sanders. But, like, Craig Sanders would tell you he's probably not. Like, if you had a pecking order of, like, who speaks to practice, he would probably say, like, there's several guys that probably need to go ahead of me before it's my turn. Hell, he comes to practice and he's talking to the team, you know, in spring. I love it and it makes me mad at the same time. They're like, we've been dropping the ball this bad, and I don't want to bring up Alabama, but like, those guys have never had to worry about those. When you play for Alabama, you never have to worry about like tickets. They're just phenomenal that way, and I'm glad that it seems like Auburn's finally, I guess, catching up, so to speak.
I do think it's fair to say you've had a couple of head coaches who just didn't care one way or the other
where
they were back. So, like, not pro or anti, just didn't care.
It
didn't cross their face.
So exactly.
They didn't care. Alex Golish cares about this, and he's making dadgum sure he's got people in positions who care about it too.
Brad, you've been screaming about details matter this entire offseason, and this screams it to me. I mean, and it's the small things that count, but man, this feels a lot bigger than something small. Mm-hmm. This is the fact that we didn't even try this on a golf course for the last 3 years is surprising to me. At least we're doing it here.
I mean,
there's my shot today.
Yeah, a lot of scrambles.
Mm. I mean, geez, you could have a golf tournament.
Let's throw an alumni
that was right up his alley. Real quick. Yeah. What's that?
Let's throw an alumni scramble real quick.
Exactly.
Mm. I mean, how would that be?
Along those lines, I hate to cover you up, Graham. But I'll ask you, Graham, did you see this video? The video from the end of practice?
I loved it. As someone who played offensive line myself, we had to do that at practice as well. And it's a fun way to end practice. We always did it for running. Like, if you know, we had to run if the off lineman or defense lineman didn't catch it. So it's a great way to end practice and great to get the team hype around a guy who's probably not going to catch the ball. But hey, a lot of them did, which was really fun.
Did you catch it?
For people who haven't seen it, Graham, describe what it
is. Yeah, describe what happened. Yeah.
Basically, Coach Golish was like, hey, we're going to either walk through for 40 more minutes and do a lot of other stuff, or we're going to have 10 punts go up. And then if you catch 8 out of the 10, we do one, like we eat, and then we're done. And he picked out all linemen, offensive, defense, and their goal was to get 8 out of 10 punts. And it was so much fun. They all went crazy over, you know, everyone. Cause like they caught, I think they ended up getting it, and it was a lot of fun.
Vontrell King Williams got the last one.
Yeah. And that one's questionable. I need to see the review on that one. I think that one possibly hit the ground.
There's probably a certain former tight end that played
it's important, Graham.
You wouldn't have wanted to put back there to field punts.
That's so funny.
When he said they probably weren't going to catch it, that's what popped into my mind.
Daff threw a completely unnecessary grenade.
Well, if we're going to kick this thing off, we're going to kick it off right. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. And the thing,
we're just paying attention to the details here. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
Golish's picks were diabolical, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Like St. Farrier. Yeah. Like we're not throwing like Jared Smith out there from the defensive line.
Dallas Walker, who's got some good hands, allegedly, right?
Yeah, but I don't think he even called Dallas Walker, did he? Did Dallas Walker?
I'm just saying, he would have been. Yeah,
he got too good of hands.
Yeah, exactly. You can't. Oh, yeah, exactly, because he had an interception. All right, that one went right over my head. Okay. All right. So speaking of fall camp, all right, back to we've talked about Alumni Day. We've talked about all everything. I'm going to go around the room. Do you feel better, worse, or the same going into this mock week after a fall camp has kind of run its course? Graham, I'll start with you.
I think I feel the same, like when it comes to like record wise, but I mean, obviously, like I've enjoyed what I've seen, but I think at the end of the day, I still feel like, you know, Auburn has a ceiling, and I just have a hard time seeing Auburn getting over it. But I hope they prove me wrong.
Christian, how about you?
Can I just say something first? We need to bring this over here.
Say
where
something.
Else would you where else would you rather be?
That's a great question.
Nowhere. Nowhere.
Where else would you thing. Rather?
Be? Nowhere.
I feel a lot. I feel very confident of this team. If that's what you're asking, I feel very confident from what I've seen from
better, Fox worse, or the same. So that would mean you feel better.
I feel better. I feel absolutely better.
There you go. Any particular reason why, or
I'm just booking today, man? I'm just booking today.
I hear you.
Booking hard today. If I had to pick, let me pick a position group. I'm multitasking over here. Sorry. If I pick a position group, defensive line. That's why I feel the best.
There you
go. Tell you what, that first answer sucked, but that newsletter is going to be outstanding tomorrow.
That's right. Got you in the first half, didn't I? Got you in the first half.
Yeah. Not going to lie. Not going to lie. I love it. Brad, how about you?
Better, as if it was possible to feel better, because I was in dumb fan mode a month ago. But the fact that the tackles did all the first team reps in the two scrimmages, 5 days apart. I feel a lot better about the stamina of the guys at the tackle spot, particularly Stanton Ramil. So I will say better than before camp.
What about you, Dap?
Much better for a couple reasons. Number one, if you see Golish's body language in the press conference from scrimmage one to scrimmage two, it's revealing. It's telling to me. I think they really saw some things. And then, I mean, I'm just going to say it, the emergence of Bryson Washington and his name being mentioned in that running back room, the emergence of the defensive backs with it being a real battle at corner and how much that's improved, I think we're getting more dangerous. And I think Golish couldn't hide that with some of his body language after scrimmage two, and that made me feel extremely optimistic and much better.
I'm with you, Dap. I feel like Golish is definitely growing.
I can't even read that.
It says the barn has lasted almost as long as Harson. I think we beat him. No,
I think we definitely beat him.
What about you, Zach? Better, worse, or the same?
I got to tell you, as soon as I asked Coach Golish the question in Tampa about Gavin Jenkins.
There it is.
And when
he said
that Gavin Jenkins, not that he was good, not that he was stepping up, but that he was an NFL corner, I said, you know what? I'm ready to go. And I got something to say. On to Victory was incredible this weekend.
Yeah.
The event that they threw was electric. You could go on Saturday and get autographs from Tim Hudson or the Auburn basketball team and several other teams. Today, you could go and get autographs from Dominique Wilkins, Hall of Famer Andrew Jones, and the football team. But I have an issue here. You know who wasn't up there?
I heard this. Couldn't believe it.
Gavin Jenkins wasn't signing.
Oh, no.
And it was the defense.
I'm going to say this about that, because I'm glad you brought it up. This is relevant. I have a really good friend who went to the card show and had a chance to meet Zach, told him that he knew me, and he came back with a Gavin Jenkins card.
Now, I got one today.
How does that – I was like, wait a minute. Zach gave you cornerback Jesus' football card? I mean, that's pretty strong that he did that. I mean, that is a very agape type thing to
do. Is he the guy who asked me to sign the Gavin Jenkins card? Was that him?
He probably did. He probably wanted you to sign.
There was somebody who brought me a Gavin Jenkins card and a Fred Gaskin card. I'm like, can you sign this?
No, you gave this guy a Gavin Jenkins card. That's what he said.
I don't think it was really Zach.
I don't. That doesn't sound like something.
Yeah, you would have never done that.
Yeah.
I had to eat Mama Jean for lunch 2 days in a row, so it was probably the food poisoning.
Zach Blackerby. Zach Blackerby.
Maybe he bought it from you. Well, maybe he bought it.
We're at the finish line. You're killing me. Like, literally, 48 hours ago, we're at the finish line.
All right.
I would have bought a vendor table if I'd known how to get to eat Mama G's for two straight days. My goodness.
It's a lot cheaper.
No, he gave you a Gavin Jenkins card, Zach. Sorry. He gave you a Gavin Jenkins card. I read that wrong. I just read his text.
That happened.
Yeah. I think I was there for that.
Yeah. You're talking about all these celebrities you could see at the card show. You could have seen Zach.
True.
Talking to the card show. Zach is being modest. He had people asking to take
pictures. I got some stories for the post show once we're able to get it up and going again.
Nice.
From this weekend, it's going to be electric.
That'd be great.
I'll tell you what, watching Zach work a deal at a card show is kind of like watching MJ in his prime. I feel like
it's exactly like that.
Yeah, he's can't be distracted, and he is locked in, and he's ruthless. Let's just go ahead and call it. He's ruthless.
He's more like Viola Davis in the movie Air, Michael Jordan's mom, cutting the deal with Matt Damon.
Sell a cherry popsicle to a girl in white gloves. I tell you what, man.
Imagine is it Rick from Pawn Stars?
Yeah.
But like way more intense. He's good.
But it brought something up. I want $500. I want best I can do is 20.
Yeah. Bottom.
And by the end, dollar. You got them begging to give you just 10 for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know if this is an attempt to do a super chat or make fun of trying to do a super chat, but it's pretty funny.
Thank you, Jacob J.
Oh, Reverend, I tell you what,
Reverend Barnbooster, he may need
Barnbooster may have needed a week off.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm talking about from super chatting, so right. He's probably thankful.
Yeah,
I love it. I had my notes. Now I'm completely sidetracked. I got a Gavin Jenkins card today. I actually liked it. So I bought one of the team packs and pulled a Xavier Atkins autograph. Oh.
Yeah, oh. Sick.
Wow.
Probably the best one you can get.
I have a question. This is very important. Okay. And someone needs to answer this. Anybody and Zach, you're probably when were they allowed to start selling college football cards? Was it after name, image, and likeness? I don't remember.
Really jump started it for sure.
Okay, because I don't remember like growing up as a kid or even in the 80s and 90s being able to get a football card with your favorite college player on it.
Yeah, because forever they didn't care about that stuff, and now when they started caring, they had to stop.
Who was it? Was it Onnit? Is that who did it?
Mm-hmm. Onnit's doing the football ones, yeah. Auburn football ones, yeah.
Yeah, I ripped some packs today. It was fantastic. Yeah. I ripped several packs. It was a lot of fun.
There's so much.
I heard you explain too, and I'm like, we got him.
Yeah. That would be fun, man. In the 80s, getting a Bo Jackson card. Are you kidding me?
Oh, dude, I got like six of those today. This is incredible.
I know what I'm saying. Like in 1985, you get a pack of cards, and you rip them open, and then there's a Bo Jackson card.
That's not cool. That's so on brand though. I was going to ask, Zach, did you think like the attendance was like pretty solid for
thought Saturday was really great.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good today too.
What's the card of the day? This is our first live stream. We need a card of the day then.
From this weekend.
Okay. I'll be right back.
All right. While he's doing that, we all went around. We all talked better, worse, or the same from camp only. Biggest surprise. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Dap, go ahead.
Jacob Strand.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good one. That's a good
because
one.
Because I thought that was over. That battle, that position, locked in. Mm. We knew from spring to fall who the starting five was going to be because we thought Ramil would just get healthy. Now there's a true battle, and I'm actually hearing he pulled ahead. That goes to show you how well he's played in camp to get ahead of Plaz, who was the darling coming out of
spring. Yeah, he was the darling of spring and really the darling of the start of camp, too, because it was just kind of continuing. I think he's won the job, Brad.
I do, too.
I think he has.
Yeah, no, I do. And I think now that you get into, like, the camp is over, I don't know how many position battles they're going to play out over the next 2 weeks. I think you're ready to rock, and Strand's the guy, and Plaz is backing him up, and there you go. Yeah, I think it's full speed ahead.
Graham, what's your biggest – do you have a big surprise of spring before we see the card of the day?
I think Bryson Washington, just because I feel like, you know, one, this fan base really – when he came from Baylor, I really wanted him to be that second guy. And then, obviously, you know, hearing, you know, for through spring that he wasn't up to where he needed to be. And then, obviously, through fall camp has started to, you know, show himself is really exciting. And I think the fan base was really excited to, like, see that, okay, yeah, he's taking the step, and I feel like he kind of exploded out of nowhere.
Bro, yeah.
In it, and so that's really exciting.
Bryson Washington being Bryson Washington again is the best news you could ever have.
Well, I mean, and I would compliment Graham by saying Omar Mabson, not because we didn't think he was going to be a factor, but I'm just as comfortable if he were to get the lion's share of the carries in a game.
Yeah.
If he and Jeremiah got the same number of carries, great, awesome.
Yeah.
1A, 1B, and I don't know that I would have thought – I know I wouldn't have thought that a month before camp. So,
No.
All the way to the top.
I wasn't sure that Bryson Washington was going to get a single carry in this Atlanta game for Baylor after just a few weeks ago. Now I definitely think he will for sure. Yeah. My player is Bryce Dees. I think what he is – what we've heard from him over the last couple of weeks, to me, he's potentially becoming the defensive fall camp MVP, the fact that he can play multiple different positions. He's been shouted out so many different times. That's the one that surprised me the most. And that linebacker room's already so deep, and then you add him to the mix. So that's who I got.
All right, Zach, give it to us. Card of the day.
Are we doing biggest surprises? Is that what y'all were just –
Yeah.
I'll throw mine out there just real quick. I'll say Deshaun Spencer. I mean, I expected him to be good, and I expected him to be a factor in this offense. But I think – how they view him right now, I do think exceeded what I was expecting. So
he's better than Ryan Williams. So
statistically true.
Facts.
Going with Frank Thomas, rookie.
Ooh,
wow. PSA 10, auto 10.
Wow.
Man. The big hurt.
That's beautiful.
Does it sting just holding it?
So did you get that this weekend?
I did.
That's awesome.
I did. And then check this out. This will be Ford, if you're watching, this is coming to our office, but it's a national championship, and it's got end zone turf.
That's so cool.
Auburn end zone. How sick is that?
It's pretty great.
That is.
I'm awesome. Surprised it's not slipping and sliding all over the frame. It's a throwback to those who remember that very small detail about that game. It was very slick.
Yeah, I'm soft, Bubba. I'm sorry. I'm drinking a little. I wanted to be jacked up. You know, I want to be. It's actually not Starbucks. It's homemade. Not homemade. I mean, it's homebrewed. How about that?
Coffee at 8:30 is diabolical.
Diabolical. Yeah. A little cool.
Could be late now. We got a lot to do.
We got a lot to do tonight.
So much. That's a good point.
Before tomorrow.
All right. So, biggest surprise from camp. We talked about that. Biggest disappointment. I hate to go negative, but biggest disappointment. Go ahead then.
I shouldn't seem so eager to say this. Let me think about it. Graham, you go first.
Well, hold on. Someone else go first. I got to think about it.
You know, Zach. Just go ahead.
DeMarcus Riddick.
Mm.
DeMarcus Riddick. And I want to be wrong so bad because he's so talented. I wanted him to be a story of fall of he's finally healthy because he couldn't do spring. And he's like, yes, this is DeMarcus Riddick that we saw as a freshman. And we just haven't heard that. I'm not saying it can't happen. We just haven't heard that. So I think DeMarcus Riddick is mine because my expectations for him were so high. And it sounds like Bryce Diaz has passed him in the pecking order. And we'll see. You know, we heard about him being with the edge group. So like we'll see what his role is this season.
I'm trying to think if I even like something. It would have been Bryson Washington. That would have been a huge disappointment, but he really turned it around. Like, he's really turned it around here at the end of camp when you're going, when it's actually starting to matter.
Bryce Kane?
I was thinking Bryce Kane as well, just because of the switch to defense. Like, if that, like, he couldn't get up to like where they needed him on offense, so they took him on defense. But again, I didn't have super high expectations for Bryce Kane either.
Same.
Yeah. Mine, it's a loaded room. It's a totally loaded room. But you haven't heard Jacoby Matthews' name. Haven't heard his name at all. In fact, you didn't even hear his name there because Dab's microphone took it out.
Yeah. I'm not even sure I saw him much.
Well, you've been pretty invisible.
Yeah. I can't – that Bryson Washington would have been my only one, but I can't. But now I can't, that can't be it. So I don't know what my disappointment is, to be completely honest. Maybe Tia throwing a bunch of interceptions in the scrimmages. Kind of was hoping he would be more steady.
He was picking him off though.
Gavin Jenkins, he had 5 apparently in this camp.
He won't. I mean, Gavin Jenkins won't even sign his autograph because he knows he's going to have a Canton bust one day.
True.
The NFLPA is probably stepping in and being like, "We didn't authorize this signing." For our NFL corner, Gavin Jenkins.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm getting really distracted by
Dapp. Everybody,
the tenacity of Daryl Dapperidge is unmatched.
The effort is unmatched for sure.
I love that we're already getting good stories on the very first live. The Obcast, very first one.
So that's funny because my next question, this is going to be the best one to kick the thing off. But like, what's been the best meme of fall camp so far? I mean, obviously the soft has got to be up there. What are some other ones?
It has to be it.
Yeah, I don't know what would be.
General Boardingham is hilarious.
That's a good one.
Well, I talked to a few of the tight ends today, and they're like, "Bro, we're eating that up." I'm like, okay, sick.
But does he like it?
I literally asked him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so good.
It's got to be one of the softer general board. I mean, like, what's the other responses? Summerall?
Like, yeah, the Summerall thing's been kind of fun because he has stuck his perfectly pedicured foot in his mouth a couple times.
Beautiful toes.
Yeah, or the spa. Or picking on the hotel at the spa. Like, that would be one too.
Yeah, which led to the soft thing. You're right. Everybody thank Dap for his work up there in space, working to try to stop the Petrova line.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I think it's going to work. Hey.
He's back.
When you went back to get Rocky at the end, when he goes back to get Rocky at the end, it brought a tear to a glass eye.
He shook his head. He was just right out. That's so funny. Oh, man. I love that guy.
Love him, too.
He's so great.
This is going to be a good meme that we'll remember for forever. To me, Gavin Jenkins, that we started hyping him up, and then for Coach Golish to say,
Kyle didn't like him.
I was on
it. Y'all, okay, maybe that's on the list. Somehow I got brandished as not liking Gavin Jenkins, which is just
Kyle
absurd.
Like corners.
No,
Kyle
you don't like Gavin Jenkins. You don't like Nash Johnson is who you don't like.
Yeah, well, I love Nash Johnson, but that was the actual meme, not Gavin Jenkins.
Nashty business. Out of
Nashty boy, yeah. But then for Golish to say he's an NFL corner when you're there in the room, it's pretty damn hilarious. Let's just go ahead and say.
I'm sitting next to Daryl, and like I was either the last question or the second last question. When he got done, I looked at Daryl and I'm like, I just got 6 shows out of that.
Yeah, that's a week's worth of content.
You
right
couldn't
there.
Hide your smile. I bet there was no way that you had a straight face after that answer. There's no way.
So, what was that? I was told by Zach at the card show. C5.
Oh, they're saying.
It's not true. Yeah, I mean, it's just simply.
I will say this. There were like, this happened, I think 5 times. And like, I don't think it was the same people where like people were walking by. And a lot of people were like, hey, love the show or whatever. Hey, love what y'all do. Hey, thanks for everything you do, whatever. But there were 5 cases this weekend where somebody walked by the table and they just said, his name is Fred Gaskin, and kept walking. Yeah. Like, let's go.
I love that.
That's amazing. That's amazing. No, I mean, it was cool. I saw a lot of folks today as well, so that obviously listen. So great. Yeah,
super kind words for sure.
Good stuff. Well, we got Golish tomorrow, press conference at 12. I guess that's is that just sort of like kick off the fall camp's over? It's game time.
It's a mock game week, so they're gonna run everything like they will during a game.
That's a good
week.
Point. Yeah, so Monday, 12 o'clock would be your press conference. You're right.
Yep.
And then we get to see practice on Tuesday, and then I think it's Tiger Talk comes back on Wednesday.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Ooh. That's correct. Graduate, top floor, supper club, as long as it doesn't rain.
Oh, they move places. Is somewhere new?
Well, just for the first one. Just the first one. We want the hottest one. We got together. We thought the hottest possible Tiger Talk. Let's do that one on the roof.
Yeah, oh, good. With no shade whatsoever.
Nope, none.
Yeah. Closest to the sun as you can possibly see.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
But no, Golish will be there and Butch Thompson and John Cohen. So
I love it.
Good lineup.
Are we going to try this again?
Let's try again.
Let's go. Woo!
So as I was saying,
this message is from 14 minutes ago.
And he's out. I tell you this. That was a dynamite drop, though. When he came in, that was dynamite.
Quality over quantity, baby. Quality.
I was so excited. He fixed it.
Oh, man.
I thought my old computer would do him well, but it didn't. It's not.
Wait, he seems to. Is it back? We're good?
Back. Hey, can quick, you hear me? Quick, yep. Daryl. Hurry. Quick.
Say everything
can you
need.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, go.
You got time to say. Oh, you ain't got time. You ain't got time.
I already gave all my opinions on when I went around. Remember?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
What's the last question I missed?
Disappointment. Biggest disappointment.
We had just introduced Auburn Daily.
That's not funny. I was off for 27 minutes. It's storming. I'm getting a little storming issues here. See, I'm the only one. Yeah. I'm the only one in Wetumpka.
I gotcha. That means it's coming this way.
Yes, it is. Biggest. You guys are crazy. That's a great question. Biggest disappointment would have to be Plaz.
Getting unseated.
Getting
over Riddick?
Getting beat out, yeah. Riddick wasn't a starter going into practice anyway.
We landed on the moon.
We did. Well,
in the last six,
about Elvis.
Dap has protected the Panama Canal and gone to space. In the last
Christian, did you switch spots with me thinking this would work better?
Yeah.
We're trying to get you closer to the cell tower.
There we go.
Higher up. Yeah. We're getting you closer.
Phone up higher.
Yeah.
It's dial up.
Oh, that's so funny.
Sorry. Yeah, it's thunder and lightning. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but sorry about that. This will be the last time I ever do it from a phone.
No,
the star time.
I almost want you to continue to do it. This is great.
It's been fantastic content. Like it's been absolutely.
You can join a podcast by BlackBerry. It's been great.
It's a flip phone. Thank you. It's a PT5, and I could. It wasn't flipping right to try to get there. So
that makes sense. All right. Anybody have anything else you want to add? Before we get out of here for this evening,
I want to set the stakes on the very first episode.
Hit it. Back.
And I want to throw it at Brad.
Oh.
How many points does Auburn have to win by against Baylor for you on Village Vice live to eat a bowl of Cap'n Crunch?
And a club sandwich.
I'm never going to be on that show again, ever.
Oh, sorry. Blackerby and Brad. Thank you. I'm Blackerby and Brad.
If Auburn beats Baylor by more than 16 points, more than 16.
Pour the milk.
Can I just be the post show? We like keep talking while you
all
just.
Right, I'm going to double down on that. If Auburn beats Baylor by more than 16 points, when he eats Captain Crunch, I'm eating cornbread.
Let's go.
Oh.
Maybe I'll shave my head.
Graham's still got to shave his head. At some point in time.
Okay, chat. Is it just regular Cap'n Crunch, or does he get the crunch?
Regular, yeah, for sure.
Regular, it's got to be regular. Right?
Is that the roughest? Wrecked.
Do I have to eat regular cornbread, or can I have jalapeno cornbread?
You can have whatever you want. That
I feel like you can have whatever you want.
Is it a corn dog kind of cornbread?
Yes.
Ooh.
Well, then see, I have eaten corn. I'm a corn dog fan.
I love corn dogs.
I'm a fan of corn dog, not LSU, but I'm a
fan.
No,
wait a minute. No, Dap, hang on.
What?
You're not. It is not. It's not. I love you to death. It's not 2026 and you're just now finding out the breading of a corn dog is cornbread.
Yeah.
Dap.
Like the traditional cornbread. I'm thinking it was like a knockoff. Like,
so
that's why it's called a corn dog.
He likes the crust. He's a crust guy.
But it tastes more like a hush puppy dog than a corn dog to me. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't.
A hush puppy has a lot of the same things as
cornbread. Like it's fire.
But I'm talking about just a plain cornbread without a wiener in it.
Oh, boy.
A hush puppy without the creamy filling in it. It's different. It's different. Stick a weenie in the cornbread, and I'll go. Let's go.
You know what? I'll contribute to this too. If Auburn beats Baylor by 16 or more, I will drink some milk in the middle of the day.
I just
like an infant. Like an infant.
What about eating outside, Brad? How many points? Or is that Zach that doesn't like
it? Hates eating outside. Yeah,
Zach has to eat outside.
Hey, drink milk while eating lunch outside.
Yeah,
I do not like eating outside.
We need 3 full touchdowns for me to do that. But I'll do it.
I did not.
3 tutties, sure.
I did not enter this conversation 42 minutes ago to think I'd heard the word wieners twice. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. I'm starting to doubt every brain acumen I've ever had in my mind. To realize that I never realized the corn dog was wrapped in cornbread. I need to just hit the reset button and take an IQ test. I feel like I should be in love with Jenny. After that, I really do.
I mean, in your defense, it's not a real fluffy,
it's not the same. It's not the same. Like corn, it tastes different. Again, I won't say it because Christian doesn't want to hear it again. But the wiener.
No, bring it on, baby. I'm prepared now.
Now go for the go. Hit a grand slam,
I care. It's all about the wiener.
Jesus. It's the first and last obcast.
It's the corn dog. I mean, that's saying anything out of turn.
Oh man!
Gosh. And now wait a minute. The hush puppy is just the breading part, or just the breading part is fried. I mean, cornbread is not close to being fried crispy like that. So
asking the tough questions, I like it.
That's a good one.
You know why they call it hush puppies?
No.
It used to be like the waste of like food, like the scraps, and they would fry them and they would throw them. So like when dogs started barking, they would throw them to make them.
Look at me. I'm Zach. I got a little knowledge. I got a little culinary knowledge.
Yeah, is that technically an animal fact?
I was just thinking that. Is that an animal fact?
Yeah. I mean, y'all remember when Brad used to do those?
It's not Friday. It's Sunday. We'll do those on
somebody
Friday.
Somebody came up to me at the card show, and they're like, hey, so I'm friends with Aaron. And I'm like, okay, I think I know which Aaron you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he's like, just want to let you know that sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins. And I'm like, get out of here. That's not true. You're a liar.
You know why that is?
Why?
I don't.
Because no, sloth. Never mind. No.
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 Why? No.
Yeah.
I had my seatbelt on for that one.
No. Yeah. It would have been a good. It would have been a dandy. But no. Yeah.
I'm going to be. I was about to hit in stream really quick.
No.
Oh man, y'all are awesome. 1,300, almost 1,400 people on here for the very first one, and there's going to be many, many more. Again, nothing really changes. We're just got a different name now. It's just Auburn Daily. There's going to be membership soon. There's going to be All the same stuff. We're going to be doing all the same content, pumping it out every single day. If you're already subscribed on the podcast, if you're already subscribed to the old podcast, it literally will not change. Like, you'll just have a different image there.
Yep.
All of the audio will stay the same. The YouTube, we're getting that rolling as well. So, guys, thank y'all. Make sure you
– just another reminder, head over to auburndaily.com. You'll kind of see the hub of a lot of our stuff. We'll continue to build that out. But enter your email there. We're going to have a daily newsletter, the Auburn Daily. That's going to be a big part of this. And then we'll add more stuff with memberships once we get the YouTube account up and running again.
I already see a good amount of you already subscribing or putting your email address over there. Thank you so much. You're about to get a lot of really great content for free. All you got to do is just drop your email with us, auburndaily.com.
If y'all don't have anything else, I think we're going to get out of here, guys. Thank y'all again for hanging out, and we'll be back again real, real